So you found some basic differences in how poor families view their needs when it comes to housing, you know, what their priorities are when it comes to choosing where they live. I mean, one might think, you know, you offer low-income families the chance to live in a better neighborhood, and boom, everybody jumps at that chance. But that's not necessarily the case. What factors are at play when these families are making a move?
So it's important to remember that with any intervention, families with high risk and high need, you know, have been living a lifetime in our nation's most impoverished and dangerous communities and have learned to cope with those communities. And one thing we're finding is that families really value the housing unit that they live in. And when thinking about decisions about where to live, of course, which are also rare because so many poor families move involuntarily, because of housing unit failures or landlords, they often really focus on the unit itself versus the surrounding neighborhoods. We heard a lot of stories from families about how they've learned to survive in inner city neighborhoods and developed a lot of strategies for staying safe. And one of those strategies is to keep themselves and their children in the house, which really leads them to discount in general that some of the surrounding neighborhood quality in favor of the unit. One of the benefits of a program like the Baltimore Mobility Program is that the housing units are high quality and the neighborhoods are also high quality, and it's that process of educating families about the benefits of both that's really important about these kinds of assisted housing programs.
Yeah, so the house itself, the structure itself, is important because you're going to spend so much time in it if you're in a bad neighborhood, as a coping mechanism for living in that neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a way of sort of shutting the door on the neighborhood and keeping to oneself, which is, you know, I've talked to hundreds of families in different cities, and this is a really common way to, manage having young children and managing safety. And so that really puts a lot of priority on the unit itself and the inside of the home as a safe space. And so when we ask families, so how do you choose where to live? They always tell us about how they choose the housing unit, not the neighborhood. And the neighborhood, as we know from lots of research, has consequences for children and families. And so, one of the things that the families learn through some of these programs is how to factor in the quality of the neighborhood environment and thinking about their decisions, especially when some of the Baltimore Mobility Program participants make second moves.
Yeah, interesting. So part of this is really a matter of realigning their perspective on how to go about solving the problems. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, these families have been living for years in some of these conditions. Most of us would just rather drive around, and some of the housing programs have tried to intervene in this process, and part of what my research does is try to understand how families function on the ground and what things help or hinder their ability to participate in programs that are designed to help them.
Well, Dr. Stephanie DeLuca, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.